Economic growth for July through September fell to 9.6% in China, down from 10.3% in the second quarter. Sheng Laiyong is a spokesman from China's National Bureau of Statistics. He says the figures show a year-on-year increase of 10.6%, 2.5 percent points higher than the same period last year. The figures show the Chinese economy remains strong and, despite fears from many economists, is far from overheating. The consumer price index rose 3.6% in September, up slightly from 3.5% in August. However, it remains well above the target for the year of 3%. On Tuesday, the central bank raised interest rates in a move many economists say was intended to gently cool the economy and get a firm grip on inflation. The Chinese economy peaked in the first quarter when it expanded by an annual 11.9%. Jinny Yan, an economist at Standard Chartered Bank, says she is happy to see that the Chinese economy is not overheating.
A 9.6% growth is, in our view, much more sustainable, and we think it's a healthy growth pace compared to the first quarter of this year. What it means is that the economy has now stabilized, that it's recovered, and now it's more about concentrating on the other risks. For example, inflation, for example, sort of asset price inflation in the economy.
The interest rate increase and the slowing growth may ease pressure from overseas for China to allow its currency to appreciate. Several countries, including the United States, complain that China's yuan is kept unfairly weak to give Chinese exports a market advantage. China says it will gradually adopt a more flexible exchange rate policy to keep its economy growing, but the yuan has only strengthened by about 2.5% in recent months. Many economists and international policy analysts have said they expect China to face new demands about the yuan when the leaders of the Group of 20 leading economies meet next month. Peter Simpson for VOA News, Beijing.